I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Denise Richards delivered a big speech on the final night of the Rome trip on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And had a dramatic walk-off that didn't last too long.
On this week's exclusive BravoTV.com Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show, the cast reacted to Denise calling the group Mean Girls and saying Rome was the worst trip of her entire life.
Plus, Dorit and Erica explained why they believe Denise returned to the table after her abrupt exit and why it was in her best interest not to walk away again.
Not to mention, Teddy dropped some more details about her wildest hookup story and revealed why it's actually beneficial to be pregnant while filming the show.
Let's take a listen.
In Rome, you guys have your Last Supper. We'll call it the Last Supper.
Oh, well, Jesus needed to be there, let me tell you.
There's so much judgment in this group. Every single dinner, I have been on the receiving end of what feels like being attacked as soon as we sit down. And that is not cool.
Completely shocked. You know, because we had been in the car all together and we're laughing and telling stories about our kids. It was out of left field for me, like completely. I mean, I guess she got maybe her table speaking skills from Aaron, because it was like a thesis paper she was reading to us.
My husband did not want me to go on this trip. He had a feeling and he was right. When you kept asking me, be honest, anytime I was, no one believed me.
When things are brought out into the open and put out there, they have to be addressed in this group.
They do not.
I just let her go through her speech that she worked on all night, because for me, from my perspective, I certainly wasn't going to have her say, do you not let anybody talk?
Do you realize you don't let some people talk?
So I was like, go ahead and read your speech.
I mean, she also started that her speech with, you know, I was looking forward to coming to Rome and having fun, but this is the worst trip I've ever been on in my life.
I have to say this because this has been probably the worst trip I've ever been on in my entire life. That is the truth.
Like, that's a really strong statement to make. When we did have some fun times, it was just the dinners maybe went a little left, but had a little jab in there too.
It has gotten to the point, this is the God's honest truth, where it is Mean Girls.
I don't think we're mean girls. I think that we're opinionated women, and I think that we are here to tell our side of the story, how we see it.
For me, and I had been defending Denise, and when Denise had said that, I just felt that, you know, that's not, it's not fair or accurate portrayal. I don't believe that anybody is a mean girl in our group or is set out with that intention. And I can say that, you know, aside from any of the other accusations or what I believe or don't believe, I think that that was a really wrong way to approach it.
It's a really bad misconception of all of these women. Can we each have a mean moment? Yes. I mean, we're women. That's what we do. We're not that nice sometimes. But 99% of the time, we are there to chit-chat, have fun, get to know each other better, come from a good place. This is not a gang-up situation. I disagree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. It's not a group of mean girls.
Really, by that point, we were just in a lose-lose situation, because if we say anything, we're not letting it go. But if we don't say anything, we're just letting you come after our character and say exactly. We're mean and say, you know, all those types of things. And you see us all just kind of like staring at her as she's saying it, like, you're the one that wanted to drop it and not talk about it again. But now that you're prepared, it took you four nights or however many nights, now you want us to let you perfectly, you know, give your speech. And really, you're not addressing any of the issues we've ever had. And I had already been enough of a talking stirrer anyway.
You are a fucking stirrer.
So I was just quiet anyway.
I think that she's setting herself up to be like she was the victim of the mean girls. That I think that's what she's setting up.
I think that those are words that people like to assign to us. So yes, it's convenient speech, and it's a great way to label. I don't think in the long run it serves her or anyone else, quite honestly, because next year she could be labeled a mean girl as well.
So Denise walks away from the conversation, and then she comes back a few moments later.
You know what? But she makes choices too. We gotta listen. And no, it's not easy.
You guys,
thank you for coming back.
Yay!
I
want to move past this. I don't want to also leave you.
Oh, right.
Listen. Thank you for coming back.
You're welcome.
Do you think that when she did come back to the table, she was prepared to listen to what everyone else had to say?
No. I think at that point it was probably coming back with the hopes that the conversation was over. You know, it was our last night. We had had a couple of dinners where the conversation, the focal point of the evening was that conversation. So maybe when she came back, it was, you know, in an effort to finish the evening with us, but not finish the conversation.
Probably it was better for her to come back and try to, you know, wrap it up than just leave it open-ended yet again. This would be maybe the third or fourth time that she had walked out.
I am leaving because you guys are crossing the line. I'm leaving, honestly.
No, Denise, please.
No,
no, it's ridiculous.
It's nice to see you.
Are we done?
You guys, Erin,
I'm actually going to go. I've said everything I had to say. I'm done.
Denise,
don't
go.
No, I am. It's, honestly, this is...
I really don't want you to go.
So, you know, it is in her best interest to come back into the room and try to wrap up, you know, the conversation, and there you have it.
I mean, Garcelle started crying. I was like, Lord mercy. It was a tough trip. But then we started laughing and having fun, and that's what made me happy that Denise decided to come back, because that's how it goes. Like, you can have something, and it's very tense, and it might not be fun to deal with, but you deal with it, and then all of a sudden you're laughing, and you're having fun, and we're close again. And so I was really glad she stayed.
It felt like when we were all sharing those stories.
Craziest place you've ever had sex?
Hospital.
Oh. Hospital!
That was my answer!
Like, we were putting our best foot forward to try to make light and have fun during a situation that wasn't fun in the moment.
Well, when she went to leave, she was once again walking out of a situation, and then she came back in. And then it felt very much like, okay, we're going to try to turn this around and have fun because we flew all the way to Italy here. But in leaving there, you kind of thought, I mean, there's a chance we may not see her again, because it felt like she was sort of like just wanting to flee and disappear.
At the final dinner, you kind of lighten the mood and play a little game.
Can I ask a question? Craziest place you've ever had sex?
A church parking lot.
Oh, no. Holy shit.
No wonder you couldn't get into the Vatican today.
I swear to the good Lord up above, I don't understand why they are so all consumed with sex. Methink they doth protest too much. There's something wrong with these people.
I would rather go for the most romantic
place. Oh, girl, shut up.
It's still good.
Avignon in France, like outside in sleeping bags, without a tent. You know, campground.
That was really maybe the craziest. That was the truth. I didn't say what I did in the sleeping bag. I'm sorry that I didn't, like, have sex at a table in front of other people. I mean, you know, that's just not my personality.
Kyle?
At a table were 10 people at a black tie event.
What? While everybody was there? Were other people there?
No, nobody knew. I can't. Anyway, I'm literally losing sleep over this episode, okay? So embarrassing. Why did I open my mouth? Why did I open my mouth?
Teddy, what happened in the hospital?
Floozy.
Hospital. Oh.
That was my answer.
You win.
What?
So, I mean, thankfully this is Edwin. So at least, like, I'm not having it.
It takes two people, Teddy.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, we end up in the hospital and we start having S and we get kicked out and it's a whole big thing. And I'm still paying off. Like, I honestly, it took me like 10 years to pay off that hospital bill.
Wait, Teddy, are we still calling it S?
Yes, we are. We are calling it
S. Why do we call it S?
The same reason I say potty.
I just have to go potty really quick.
Yes. I killed for that one as well. You know you're a mom when you go into your friend's house and say you can go potty.
We all say potty. but I don't say S.
I still don't fully understand yours, by the way, Kyle. I need more.
I don't want to talk about it, Teddy, okay? What kind of a friend are you? I'm quitting the show.
I'm out. Bye.
Oh, my laptop's dying. Bye.
There's a lot going on these days, so it's likely we've all been feeling a wide range of emotions lately, from anxiety and stress to depression, grief, even relationship issues.
It has been tough, and understandably, all of this can interfere with your happiness and prevent you from achieving your goals.
Thankfully, online professional counseling through BetterHelp is here for you now more than ever.
BetterHelp is the most convenient option, with services available worldwide.
Now, we still need to practice social distancing these days, and with BetterHelp, you can talk with counselors from the comfort of your own home and connect in a safe and private online setting.
Counselors have a broad range of expertise, and BetterHelp will match you with a counselor that's right for you. The best part? You can connect with a counselor in under 24 hours.
Send them a message at any time, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly sessions over the phone or video call, whatever works for you.
It's so, so convenient, and you don't have to feel uncomfortable in an office or waiting room.
Plus, it's more affordable than traditional options, and financial aid is available.
So many people have been using BetterHelp. They are recruiting counselors in all 50 states.
And don't worry, if your counselor is not the right match for you, you can change free of charge at any time.
Right now, the Daily Dish listeners can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/dish.
Take charge of your mental health and join over 1 million people who are doing the same. And remember, anything you say to a counselor is completely confidential.
Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/DISH.
So what was your reaction when you heard you were going to Rome?
Yes, Rome. Like, I mean, my God, finally. I've been wanting to go to Italy for so long. Dorit, how long have we been saying this?
Oh, so long. You know, you've got everything you could possibly need in Italy. Great food.
I've never had a pizza like this, honey.
You know, the beautiful surroundings.
Gosh, it's so beautiful.
It's just hard not to keep looking wherever we are.
Fashion. I love it. I got a patent hologram bomber. It's the whole package.
I mean, the only thing I could really do is eat. So
No better place to do it.
I was like, you know what? All the times to go to Rome, now is perfect because I am pregnant. I can eat whatever I want, as much as I want. There was one day where like none of the activities suited a seven or eight month pregnant person. So I got to just like kind of explore the city and go on a walk. And well, actually I ran into Dorit's Glam, so I had company.
Oh, that's funny.
Kyle, you and Dorit saw the city a different way.
Teddy didn't get to. Can you picture Teddy pregnant on a Vespa? Well, the Vespa ride was hilarious because Dorit and I were so hungover, we wanted to die.
Oh my God. Last night was another hot mess.
How hard? That's not the first time.
Now let me do the roll.
It was so brutal. We were like, we could barely function. So when we got there, I could not stop laughing. I mean, Dorit, who is like, takes so much pride in like looking her best and putting everything so together, they put that thing on her head.
I'm telling you right now, hold on. I need this picture of Lisa Rinna.
Are you f-ing kidding me?
Look like a nun, more or less.
And they kept trying to explain us, you know, the safety measures to us, and all we could do was cry laughing.
Can you see what you look like in this?
Oh my God.
I think I actually peed my
They had to think we were on something for sure.
But were you guys weren't even driving the Vespas. Weren't you in like sidecars?
Yes. We looked so ridiculous. That was the funniest part.
Kaya and I are in these sidecars. We look like little miniature versions.
It looks funny.
But it's moments like that, you know, when we go on these trips that are really fun. And, you know, Yavir, who set up the camera here today, you know, he's been on the show since day one, and he was on the back of a Vespa, like, with the camera so heavy, and I was like, oh, you're gonna fall off. So it's like, I don't know, just like, just making great and fun memories, you know, moments like that. And plus, I mean, the shopping in Italy, let's be honest, It's really, really amazing shopping in Italy.
I like nice clothes, but I'm not a huge shopper, but watching Kyle and her crazed, like, I'm not going to shop, but then it's like grabbing at things like somebody else is coming behind her to get them. I mean, those are funny.
That's why you travel. That's why you do these things. You know, you create memories and I mean, it's, you'll take those forever. I mean, they will be forever memories.
So Teddy, it seems like you opted for more relaxing activities when you were in Rome.
Hello there.
I just called down to the spa and they could give us treatments. Do you want to go?
Yes, please.
What was it like filming during your pregnancy?
You know, I think it's hard because we didn't really see any of the beginning of me finding out that I was pregnant, my going to my doctor's appointments, me telling the kids, even telling Kyle the first time. Kyle cried when I told her. So I really did feel a lot of support. I mean, I know that we're joking about it.
Come sit with me.
I gotta find one that's high enough for myself. Can't even figure out how to get down.
I pretty much figured out quickly we are just gonna proceed in this friend group as if I am not pregnant.
Teddy, would you like some... Hold on, you can't eat the sushi and you can't drink the drinks. Want some water? I have water.
Water's perfect. Water.
I decided to take a pregnant person on a wine tasting trip on a bike.
That's a great idea, Kyle.
There we go. Like, okay, now we're going wine tasting. Let's do all these like crazy things. In Rome, there was like very few things that I could do.
So I'd like to do a toast.
Oh, I don't want to, I can't toast, but.
All right.
Cheers.
But behind the scenes, like, and, you know, as we're sitting down at dinner, everybody was always kind of checking in on me.
I mean, you're traveling. When we travel, you know, often, you know, we'll arrive there. You've flown like 13 hours. You're exhausted. You feel disgusting. And you're like literally going shopping and you look at your watch. You're like, it's 4 a.m. LA time for me right now. And Teddy would be out there looking gorgeous and just energy, I mean, and everything. It was pretty impressive, I will tell you.
There was one time that somebody did say to me, you can't wear that. You got to pull it together today. And I was like, I can't.
I think that's when you were wearing a onesie.
I was wearing a onesie. And they're like, please, honestly, change. I'm like, I can't. I'm uncomfortable. Like, even my underwear line hurts me.
Denise swears she's never said anything about you to Brandy, and there's a pretty strong reaction.
I never said that about you.
I swear on my mother's grave.
Oh my God, we're going that far.
Don't do that.
No,
we don't need to go that far.
I am. I am.
Don't say that.
I think when you swear on somebody in your life, it's not ideal. For me, by night two, when she was saying somebody else in the group had sex with Brandy, and I was already kind of checked out from what she was saying. I no longer was believing really anything she was saying, because night one, she could have just put a stop to it and said, Brandy and I's personal relationship has nothing to do with you guys. This is what we need to focus, you know, whatever. That conversation would have been done, but she's just doubling down and obsessing over that portion and now bringing up whatever she can. I was kind of just like, whatever, say whatever you want at this point.
Again, I'm believing Denise. Like, I am team Denise right now. I am totally believing her. I see no reason why we should be believing Brandy, who's not even there. And it's hearsay, and just, you know, I don't like to convict someone of something until all of the evidence is there. So I thought, you know, if Denise is telling us she didn't do this, why wouldn't I believe my friend? That's where my head is in Rome. 100%.
After dinner, Garcelle brings up Rinna's social media and body image.
Do you think that your body image affected your daughter in any way?
So you mean like the dancing Instagram videos?
Dancing on Instagram in a bathing suit or underwear.
I actually don't think that that is what caused Amelia's anorexia.
And I'm not saying it was.
But I think Lisa kind of responded to it in a good way. Like, oh, I've talked to her about this.
What I can say, Garcelle, is I am so proud of her for coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way that she has in a public forum and talked about it.
100%. I'm not a perfect parent. I am proud of you as a mom. All of us.
All of us.
People are going to judge all of us as mothers, however they're going to judge us.
Wasn't a thing of judging you per se. It was more the situation.
Of course it is.
Okay.
You know, I think at this point in the friendship with all of the girls, I'm kind of ready for us not to judge each other and not say things like that to one another, because that's hurtful. And, you know, at this point, it's like, y'all, we're in Rome. Can we not just have fun?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.